In order to really grasp this, just kidding. I just want to say a huge thank you to our study team. You're going to hear a lot of different voices over the course of the next several months. And all these people are preparing hard so that we can study scripture well together. So, thank you so much. So as a church, we're excited to dig deep into this letter together and see how we can apply it to our lives today as we practice the way of Jesus together. This letter has a sense of tension running through it. Paul's trying to reconcile with a church who have been influenced by others claiming to be super apostles. Paul felt they were distracting the churches around Corinth from the way of Jesus. Rather than focusing on grand spiritual exercises or looking the part, the way of Jesus is about going through life and even suffering with our hope firmly placed in Jesus and his resurrection. As we join in his suffering, we can look forward to joining him in resurrection. It's encouraging to note that while in 1 Corinthians, Paul greets the church of God in Corinth. Here he greets the church in Corinth and the saints in the surrounding area. It's clear from this that the church had grown since his first letter. As a church that meets in homes, we have a vision to see our church grow as we seek to see the Great Commission fulfilled. Diving into these ancient letters connect us with the very first Christians as we seek to follow Jesus in the 21st century. I would encourage you to have a notebook ready each day to write down what the Lord is going to show you. There will be some devotions like this from different members of our study team scattered throughout the plan. We will also sometimes have other passages that link with the passage in 2 Corinthians that we are reading to help give it even more context and see the overall story of the Bible.